Go ahead.
What do you like about your new guy?
I freaking love him. I mean, let me tell you, there is no way we have a chance at this guy if he doesn't get hurt. He's a top of the draft player. There's no question that this guy has rare feet and athleticism that you see in the very best offensive linemen in the league.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson, is there a decent comparison there, or are they different? Different. He's much more athletic.
He's different. He's more compact.
Long like him, though, like long arms and stuff?
Yeah, but he's not as linear. He's got bigger legs and hips. It's you don't like to compare him to players. I'm not saying
right.
I hope he has as good a career as DeBrickashaw does. Right. You know what I mean? But
right.
I don't see that comparison at all.
Best pass protector in the draft?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
In terms of the style, can you compare him, I guess, to anybody else you've personally had here along the way?
Mm-hmm. What is it about Texas A&M left tackles? I mean, they recruited well.
They're extremely well coached. They do a great job there. Obviously, I know they mentioned that they replaced their line coach. I can't imagine why. This kid's as well coached as any kid there is. And the same's true with the two left tackles. I think the thing that really helped Texas A&M is when they had the pro head coach, you know, and he's an offensive line coach. So he was able to recruit top linemen to go to Texas A&M.
Sherman?
Yeah, Mike Sherman.
Right.
Thanks.
Coach, could he play right tackle?
I think he can play any of the five spots, really. He hasn't played center, but as quick as this guy is, there's no reason he couldn't.
Is that what sets him apart? Is it as quick?
Yeah, he's quick as lightning. He's he really, the feet and the recovery and the athleticism and the when you watch the film, you say wow a lot.
Is your mindset to redshirt him, or I mean, to see how, I guess you're not Nostradamus or whatever, but if you had to redshirt him, would you be okay with that?
I went to Michigan, and you're accusing me of I'm a Michigan coach. You're accusing me of Nostradamus, huh?
Go ahead.
You'd be okay redshirting him, though, if need be?
You know what? In this, I'm not avoiding the issue. I don't know when he'll be ready. I would think the moment he's ready, he'll jump in there and at least probably be like a big tight end or something to start out.
Right.
You know, and then where he goes from there, who knows? So it's hard to, in his particular case, almost every guy I've had, we've thrown right in there in the starting lineup, you know, but obviously can't with this guy. And it kind of fits us just right because we are a starting line back and they're a good line and we got good players. But he was a guy that you don't get a shot at tackles very often, you know, and when you have a shot at tackles, you got to take them.
Is this guy, I'm trying to remember, is he one that played tight end and just kept training and getting bigger and moving?
He came in at 260 pounds, I believe it. He came in a little bit behind Matthews and Jokel, and then he was smaller. So that's why those guys ended up at tackle. I think Jokel was a year ahead. Maybe I have that backwards, but whatever it is. And so they put him in at guard. I think all things being equal, they come in the same time, the same size, the same experience. I'm not sure ends up the way it did.
As a position coach, how excited were you to see other positions run off the board in the handful of picks before you had
I got play? Nervous when the two tackles went in the first 10 picks, you know, and I was afraid the run was going to go fast. I don't think we're necessarily surprised that he was going to be there because there's not many teams in the league that really have the luxury of their starting linebacker that they can work the guy in, you know what I mean? And so I couldn't really imagine who would have taken him if we didn't ahead of us. Now, you know, at this point in the draft, it would make sense for just about anyone to take him. But so I guess we felt pretty good he'd be there, but it only takes one team.
It sounds like you kind of feel you almost got like a top five type talent.
I'm real happy with what we got here. Yeah, yeah. It and he came in and he did a great job. He impressed us. We brought all these tackles in, so it wasn't like we brought this guy in just to double check his medical. You know, we brought every one of them in, and we met with them, and everyone really liked him, and everything about him physically, everything about him personally, and he's got a. I went through it with him. I said when he was here, I said, "All right, now listen, Cedric. My first tackle was Willie Anderson, all pro, right? My next tackle was Levi Jones, knocking on the door of the Pro Bowl, right? Then Stacey Andrews was the highest paid right tackle in the history of football when he left here. And then we got Andrew Whitworth, he's been in the Pro Bowl. Andre Smith's knocking on the door. Those are my tackles. Those are the tackles that have played for me, right? And I said, I expect you'd be just like him." And he got all fired up and, you know, so...
So your room, the offensive lineman, as good as there is anywhere, really, this kid fits right into what you got going on.
Yeah, fit right into him, yeah.
What kind of guy is Coach? You spent a lot of time on what kind of guy is
he? He's more of a quiet, confident, good guy. I would say he's a quiet, confident athlete, if I had to describe him.
Football,
he's a good guy. He's
smart guy.
Yeah, he's a. It's a unique guy. Both of his parents, he was raised in a Nigerian household, and his parents are both nurses that do consulting work now. And his parents were very strict and very hard on him and demanding in his academic work. His parents weren't real excited about him playing football, but he convinced them, and that's what he wanted to do. And so he's been raised of the right stuff, and I think he has a very positive profile.
You said when you put on the tape, you say "wow" a lot.
Wow!
Anything
yeah.
particular? Do you remember any?
Plays? He's quick as lightning. I mean, he is so quick, in his recovery, and his feet, and his balance, and those things are exceptional. He can get out on blocks. He can get up to the linebackers. Guy can make a move. Guys aren't too fast to run around him. A guy hits an inside move, he can recover. Yeah.
Could he run blockers? I mean, is he, a right tackle in this league, I guess he's kind of a, it's supposed to be a real physical. You think he's a pretty physical guy? Could he handle that? This
yeah, I think he can play any of five positions. Yeah, if he can block that big, if I think he could block that big man that Cleveland just drafted at center, then he can run block at right tackle.
What did you think about that one?
I didn't like that. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I've seen him. I've been watching all these guys go against Shelton. I've been watching Shelton toss them around like they were, toddlers.
So I guess that's why you drafted Bowden.
A lot of people's knock on him, anchor ability plays high at times. Did you see that at all? Did you see high pad level and lack of anchor ability? I hear you.
I have zero. Ask as many questions as you want, Lapham. I got zero reservations on this guy.
Can't poke any holes in him for you.
No.
Why don't you have any reservations?
You trust what you see.
Because I can't think of any. I don't know. I'll try hard. Maybe I'll think of it for you. I don't know.
I mean, I know you don't like to compare anybody. Obviously, just athletically, have you had a guy like that athletically?
Oh, I'm not going to say we've had some of the best tackles in the last 20 years. I'm not going to say he's going to be better than those guys. I'm going to make sure he earns that. But he has the opportunity to be as good as them. That's the best thing.
What was the game on tape of him that just really jumped out at you that said, this
matters? All of them. Every game you put on, and I think I've seen just about every one of them, just about every game I've put on, he looks the same. He just jumps out at you.
Yeah.